while they're dinking around, you could very well go into a three-day period. It'll take about 3 days, remember. If they ignite through a chain reaction, which is conceivable, it will take about 3 days to burn off the radiation belt. And when I say burn off, to exchange energy for energy, to make its changes. And those rays coming in, those photon rays, they're, photon just means light. I can't deal with this. They're just frequencies of light. Everything is light. So when you start putting out channeled books on the photon belt, etc., and it's going to happen in March, I will tell you unequivocally, you're in the photon belt already. You are in the fringes of it. You are not into its full effect yet. So don't ask me if it's going to be on March 11th or 12th or 21st or whatever has been said in that book. You're already feeling the effects of it, and it is mutating skin, cells, body, physical cells. It is very damaging, in some parts more damaging than others, depending on the atmosphere. It will damage the eyes. If you don't take some care and you go out and you're outside all the time, it will damage your eyes and your vision right now, depending on circumstances. So, yes, you have to be concerned about it. But there are other things to be more concerned about. Keep your goggles handy and just go with it. What are you going to do? Sit and wait through the 11th, 12th, and 13th to see whether it's going to be dark or light? If it's dark, you're going to lose a couple of growing seasons. And it depends on what ignites and what happens when these kinds of things come about. I would say, be more concerned about the cryptosporidium, the parasites. They're carrying deadly diseases. And they've loosed a whole new bunch of them on California. This is serious time. And I realize that everybody wants to get into the writing act. And nobody wants to just believe one. And I always ask you to please go read and study. But I would hope that you would read and study enough based on logic, reason, and historic documentation before you go toe dance with the fairies in fairyland. I don't understand a people that are gifted with such brains, such minds, who have to decide when to plant their petunias according to the divas dancing around in the garden. The moon has to be the right phase. BS. Come down to earth and use those minds. Or maybe earth is not the place to be.
There you go.
I have a problem this afternoon. I really need to be away. For the most part, Wally Gentleman has asked that some tapes be reviewed. EJ and Dorma can't do it all and do these things too. And yet I think they do need to be reviewed. Two of them are from Lee and Britt Elders, I believe. And they have to do with UFOs, etc. And these are connections. Actually, Rick has made this connection. Wally Gentleman has known these people for years. Lee and Britt were amongst the first to go over and got entangled with George Green. And, I mean, talk about your teeny tiny little world. You think there are only 42 of you around, and maybe that's all there are. But I would appreciate it if you would not mind spending this afternoon viewing these tapes. And if you run short of tapes for time, we have Lucifer 2000 and Millennium 2000 that are Jordan's. And they need viewing too when anyone has time. So with that, are there any questions? I know that I haven't even touched on what all's going on. Then maybe we could just call a break here, stick in a tape, and let's just have movie afternoon. And I thank you. Yes. Whatever you do with John meets with my approval if John wants it. John is going to... Let me just visit about that a minute. John has been at a great disadvantage. And yet, there is the responsibility of confrontation that only John can handle. All of the rest of you pushing together cannot do it. And the opposition is hanging on for dear life because they have broken so many laws and direct orders, and they have gone farther now, and John's property they have rented to out-of-town people. Right in the face of court orders. Well, I believe that the lawyers can get this sort of under control, and at least that income differential can be tied up in escrow or something until some settlement can be made. But John's going to have to come up with better standardized figures about what they have taken and what is missing and so forth. And he's going to be able to do that. And he needs to gain physically. And the girls are working, when I say the girls, I mean Diane, Sandy, Kathy, are working as rapidly as possible to get the new product assembled. And it's going to be an upper. And we've had to be very, very careful because when I say upper, I mean upper. But what it does and why the upper... Why the feeling of lightness, headiness, is because it clears up the brain synapses and allows a better flow of thought energy. And I want John on that the minute those capsules arrive. Because he's got to confront judges. He's got to be able to confront lawyers interrogating him with the mercilessness of Darden on Rosa Lopez. And that requires a lot of stamina. And John needs to get in better physical condition. Therefore, he needs some more exercise. So whatever he chooses to do in this interim period of time until he can get his house back, where he could ordinarily work outside until the law can be handled, if he would be more content in an apartment, I think it a very wise move. And I leave that up to you as the nucleus attending him now. And I don't want to speak as if he's not here. I understand his feelings that he is treated like a juvenile. I do have to remind him that with responsibility does come the need to act in same manner with responsibility. And he needs to overcome what they did to him. You don't know what they did to him, and I am not going to say. But there are just so many intentional areas of memory loss. And he's going to find that as he starts to remember, he is going to remember things that happened while he was working with some of the aerospace, Lockheed, Fairchild. Absolutely where they trained their own employees to forget. And John's going to have to go through that. And he was under direct attack while he was at Hearthstone. That was an Alzheimer's center where he was supposed to go crazy. And there was a concerted effort for a full year before, quote, the accident. That he was being attacked by ones outside the community giving advice on how to drive him mad.
Would it be to his benefit to contact the likes of, say, a Gil Boyne or something like that to see, or is George going to have time for some of this stuff?
No. Gil Boyne would just... Gil Boyne would just recommend her.
Oh, okay.
No, it's fine. It's fine. It's working just fine. He cannot contain all of his memories at once. It needs to go a little bit slower. Incredible progress is made, but it takes a while. And you're going to have, you see, the mind will hold. Let's talk about that mind of yours. You have this nice consciousness. Then you have what is called the subconscious, which has all of your programming. And then you have the supraconscious, which is sometimes, in reality, not even recognized because that is the higher mind. But you cannot separate it out from the subconscious. It is so attached to the subconscious. The subconscious will act just like a data bank. And it can be programmed. And that's what is programmed. And so don't even think about this unconscious. That is a foolish statement. And literally when one say, well, she was unconscious. Unconscious means in a coma, out of it. And sometimes people in a coma are not unconscious. Unconscious means without consciousness, and that means without subconscious, without response. And yet a lot of your better therapists will say, well, now we're going to work with your unconscious. You don't work with your unconscious. Unconscious means without. So what happens is you're working with the subconscious and programming put into that subconscious, locked in there, cannot be removed until you open the door into that subconscious and confront it there at that level of consciousness. With this great big decision-making monster that runs your life out here on this surface called the consciousness. Oh, I'm going to come into consciousness, God. Oh, heaven help us. When you have access to the subconscious mind, you have created a vulnerable conduit. So it requires integrity and care to deal in that area. However, especially an adult, you do not override those qualities built within the being to which wrong becomes right. You have to start with a little child under the most horrendous circumstances of the Kathy O'Brien, under torture circumstances. Now let's talk about Gunther Rusbacher just a minute. Gunther Rusbacher's father was one of the most heinous of the German military. Gunther learned his rough ways from his father. But that's not where he got brain smashed. That was at the hands of the United States of America. It doesn't matter what Gunther's done. It doesn't matter what scars he's got all over him. It doesn't matter whether or not he has had anything done to him outside the United States of America. They've done it to him, and in his mind, it's real. And he bears the scars to prove it. Whatever they told him, they proved it to him. All he has to do is look where they pulled out his fingernails. And you think your people wouldn't do that? Oh, in a minute. They not only would, they have. Now, guess what kind of an image they put in the minds of these special forces? You can tell by what they say to you. Ah, Commander comes across like a great big 12-foot lizard. It is the reptilian serpentile image that is implanted anytime you talk about aliens to these special forces people. Now, we chuckled about Jackson when he slipped that day and said, well, I wish I had a big tail to wrap around me. It's cold here. And we all kind of giggle. The reptilians that are presented by the adversary do not have tails, my friends. Now, maybe Satan is presented with a big red forked tail, but not the reptilian aliens. Ron Jackson happens to be a real avid reader. And I don't know what the word he respects. Arthur C. Clarke. And I think if you would read Childhood's End, the overlords had tails. And we'll get around to discussing all of these things one day. But you have to understand what the mind is capable of, and why you can deprogram, and why they cannot override. If you dwell within the light, they can't override it. And yet your perceptions are, well, I mustn't let anyone hypnotize me because I will be out of control. That is BS. You are never out of control. And I can prove that to you. Even take Kathy O'Brien. She was never out of control. She was in total control. And she was in such control that she could splinter off her mind to deal with the situations that confront you. If something was so horrendous that she could not bear it, she created another image. And this is called dissociation. Multiple personalities. And it may seem that you are out of control, and truly enough, another is controlling your being. But your mind is still in control, and it creates another shield, another way to get through. And in hypnosis itself, in trance, unless you just go to sleep, and sleep is a different state. So when you say sleep, which we could play the game with John right now, but we won't do that. There are trigger words. And you go to a level of bypassing this critical mind where you can deal with the problem that's there. That's all you're doing. and you're stopping the thought processes that say, I've got to figure it out, I've got to figure it out, I must figure it out. And all the while you must figure it out, you can't possibly figure it out. And that mind will hold that programming until it is replaced. And the worst thing that has happened with your modern, quote, civilization is that you can be programmed, mesmerized by that vidyut box or the sound waves coming in, and you're wide open to accept in that subconscious functioning mind that gives you all of your instructions, whatever they want to put in there. And rock music, especially this heavy metal beat, and the words are just pouring in and pouring in and pouring in until these kids of today are totally brain dead. And I can't sit up here and tell you what you can do to stop that. But that's where it has to be confronted. And the programming that's in there, the erroneous ideas that are in there, have to be sorted. And for instance, Dorma cannot sort John's. She doesn't even know very much about John. Only John can do it. This is true of any one of you. Only you can do it. There are helpers, there are tools, and this is simply a tool. But you see, John's enemies, Rod and George Green and Eleanor just sort of caught up in it. These people don't want John to remember. And they keep pushing and pushing, hoping they'll tip him over into doing something foolish. He's not going to do anything foolish. And it's going to be terrible news for them because he's going to recover. And he's going to nail them. And he must do that. There is no worse prison to be locked within than the mind. You've got to unlock that mind to have any kind of freedom. And it just needs sorting out, but it needs sorting out at that level where it got confused. And I think that John is perfectly capable. He is not capable of going out there and driving. His vision's not good enough. And until he's a little more stable in his memory and his mind, new glasses won't help. I think his vision will improve if we can get some when the capsules get here. What are you calling them? Gaia Sand? Okay. When it gets here, let's start John immediately on them. And I want I want Josh to have them immediately. I believe that we're going to be able to counter much of this disorder, learning disorder, attention disorder, deficit, I believe. You've got to have something that is not taken off of the market. And I think we've covered it pretty well. Any other questions? I bet you don't even remember what the question was.
Yeah, it was about John taking your permit.
Next.
Commander?
Yes.
Some of my friends and people that are with me are working very close on some possibilities of doing some major work economically for whatever missions we might be able to apply that to. And some of it can be confusing, especially who do you trust, who do you don't trust. And
obviously, I'm not a good one to ask.
I was going to say, I hope I'm not pretentious to assume that you're the one I feel I can or want to trust. Maybe you have some comments on those issues.
Well, son, all I can tell you is you can trust me. But it doesn't mean that everybody around you I can't help you. I can't help you for this reason. It's something that you have to understand and you have to know. And when I get into it, what happens is that I see purposes for everyone that far outreaches. Maybe 100 years down your road from you. And the best lessons that can be gleaned, everyone in the room will agree, have been the ones that look the worst at the moment. And sometimes that has included the very enemy among you. So I'm not the one to ask, because I'm not going to put myself out there and relieve you of your responsibility of discernment and judgment. Because my needs are different than yours. And that's one you're going to have to deal with. And all I can say is, if you always conduct yourselves in a way within the laws of the land and God, you'll move ahead. It is not going to be an easy transition. You're already in the midst of tribulations. And I'm talking about that time of that they advertise in the prophecies. You're already in it. And you cannot hope to destroy that massive spider that has got you clumped under his poison belly. But he's trying to keep all his fragments. And remember, all of his fragments are at each other. There is no loyalty amongst them. So while this big spider tries to keep all of his little spiderlings under control, you can build right up around him. And he will have a vulnerable spot and you will get him. That is a promise. That is a promise. But you also have to know you live in an illusion where you are going to have to find that vulnerable spot. And in this instance, under the belly ain't it. Anything else profound? Then let us retire to the ridiculous.
Laura has a question.
I had information from someone that Mexico was experiencing a lot of UFO activities. Do you have any comments on that?
Yes, I do. And there are some very valid extraterrestrial activity around Mexico, and especially Mexico City. They have done quite a lot of tinkering with the projection mechanism to get your holographs in the air, and in some instances they can cover all the visual area around the city, and they've tried that in several places. We have also sent craft that are so large that they cannot literally show. How am I going to project this so you understand? You cannot touch a hologram, for instance. So in many instances, and the governments know, when the craft is there, they don't dare fly through it, for instance. So if you have airplanes, etc., flying what appears to be through a very vivid image, then you know it is a hologram. When we appear, we will either appear in cloud form or hard form. In cloud form, you can still get through the image with an airplane. And almost all craft would do that anyway. Just let them go right through. Holographic images, they're going to really dump a lot of those on you. And those will be mostly plasma or light blobs. a lot of the craft that are coming in now from outer space, if you will, and visualizing are very solid. They're very, very solid. And there are ways of telling them from the images or from your craft. But I can't go into that, and I don't know what specific ones you might be referring to, but some of those very larger wide area craft are ours, and we're getting ready, see, when we make our entrance here, we're going to have one that will cover this entire area. And we're going to have enough lights that you're going to be able to see underneath it. You're going to think you're in the middle of a incredible storm.
Will everybody in this town be able to see it? Or will some of them be blocked
off? Only if you are blind, you will not be able to.
Well, what I'm getting at is you're not going to try and block it off to certain areas they can't see, or just whoever's around is going to see it.
No, and we're going to have to. Today, it seems like a long way away, even to me. No, it you won't miss it. And better than that, it's not going to be an image. Not unless we have to make that motion picture first. But I don't suspect that will happen. It doesn't seem to be that can get underway either. So things are fine. Back to the situation in Mexico, the reason that all of these craft are being so prevalently seen now is they're getting ready to thrust blue beam on you. And there are two or three reasons that some of the alien brothers are in your atmosphere making a showing is because they plan to go to the third world nations, the most religiously oriented people, the ones that will fool the most easily. And here you're going to have the mixture of outer space alien, religious imaging, it all fits hand in glove. And yes, some of those are very, very real alien craft, because God's got his fingers in the pie too. Now, Nora, I don't want to hear any more about this. I want you to go research Roy Bean.
Truly or not?
No. No, please. No, please. Anything else profound?
What's really going on with the shuttles or whatever those things are doing up there right now?
They're getting ready for blue beam.
Have they got the matrix, the grid all completed?
Oh, yes, it's all finished. Oh, yeah. I can hardly wait to shut it down.
Commander, the blue beam image is going to be visible in this country, too? Or did I pick up somewhere it's not?
I think they're not planning to show you.
Will we know that it's being done in other places?
Oh, yeah. I mean, right now, you can. I believe that you're going to find that there is some weeping Mother Mary today
that
is calling thousands of people. I believe it's in Italy where the mother has been seen before. So they're practicing.
What will they direct those mind images to tell the people to do?
Oh, it's a unification for one world religion. They're going to take the various and sundry leaders, Buddha, whatever you will, it will be baseless, basically imageless images, I mean faceless images, so that ones looking at it are going to register whatever it is they're going to see. You see, people or Christians are going to look for Raphael's work, Michelangelo's work. You're not looking for an unknown God up there. You are looking for a very human expression, as some crazy artist saw it. And when I say crazy, I mean deranged, mentally deranged. Or they saw this image. And there's nothing wrong with that. But what you are going to go out there and see is a vision you expect to see. Raphael's ascension, transfiguration. In the Gulf War, they had a sandstorm. And the face of Christ was in the sandstorm, for goodness sakes. It was a typical Christian portrait. That's what you will see. Can you expect Jesus' mother to look like the Mother Mary at Fatima? Yes, sir. Yes, sir. That's exactly what you will see, according to some artist's rendition. And the one you better beware of is the one that comes as the crucifixion. Because you'll have to walk through that one too. And that attaches it to the physical plane and blood. And you may even experience blood droplets from the sky. And that scares you, you see.
That, what we think is blood?
Yes. It'll be blood. It'll be blood.
Well,
she didn't have one. You're just stretching.
Sorry.
This is good.
Then let's go. Let's watch picture shows.
All right, thank you, Commander.
Salud.
Salud.
Salud.